Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Dan Roth ministers the Word of God.
About a quick verse and then some thoughts about our birthday. And if you want, open your Bibles. If you have your Bible, if you brought them. If you didn't bring them, maybe you got your phone and you can bring up the Bible on your phone. That's kind of a cool way to do it, but make sure you're not texting or anything like that because we'll get you. No, I'm just playing. No twittering during church service. But in 1 Chronicles chapter number 29, we read this verse this morning and it just went off on the inside of me, and I knew that God wanted me to bring this out tonight. And just a quick thought from the Word of God in 1 Chronicles chapter number 29. King David is speaking and he's talking about how he has brought what was on his heart and how he wanted to build the house of the Lord. And so he had prepared his offering, and then the people responded, and it's just a phenomenal couple of chapters, actually. If you read 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and 29, it'll just really encourage you when thinking about building the house of God. But 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse number 3 is what I wanted to bring out, and it says, this is King David speaking, he says, "Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver." So King David had already prepared something. He had already gathered up a lot. And then over and above that, he gave of his own special treasure. This was stuff that he prized. This was stuff that he possessed. This was his own thing that he brought out. But I don't want to focus on that part of it. I want to focus on the first part of it where it says, "Moreover, because I have set my affection." Everybody say, "My affection." See, there was a love in the heart of King David for the house of God. He had a passionate, burning desire within his heart that he loved God so much that he set his affection on the house of God. And he said because he had set his affection on the house of God that he gave. Because he loved God, he gave. Now, when we receive a miracle birthday offering, we've already gone over this morning, and if you haven't heard the message, I encourage you to get a hold of the recording. Because this is not about us coercing money out of you. This is not about a grudging obligation. This is not about covetousness. This is not about our desires. Our promise is that as it comes in, we're going to send it right to the mortgage company to pay this house off. But when we get you guys involved in this as a house together, if you love the house of God, then you'll give. Plain and simple, this is a heart thing. This is about our hearts being moved because we love the house of God. We love what God is doing at the Rock Church. We love the people of the Rock. We love the reach of the Rock. We love the mission of the Rock. We love the vision of the Rock. And because of that love, we give to the house of God of our own special treasure. The leadership of this church is doing this. Myself and my wife, we've talked about it. We brought an offering and then we decided that we were going to pledge something. And so we're stepping out in faith. We're not asking you to do anything that we're not going to do. And so tonight, I just want to encourage you to let your heart be open to the things of God and let your love lead you and guide you as God speaks to you for the house of God. Now, I've prepared something that I think is kind of fun, kind of cool, about loving the house of God. And since it's our 23rd birthday, I thought it'd be kind of fun to find 23 reasons why we love the Rock. Is that okay? Now I asked some of my friends online, I asked them if they would help me, people that go to this church, why do you love the Rock? You know, so I shot it out there and I asked people, you know, why do you love the Rock? And they sent some things in, and I just thought it was so encouraging and so exciting. Plus the testimonies that we get in the Rock all the time. I gathered all that stuff up and put this list of 23 reasons why we love the Rock. Okay, now we're gonna go in backwards order, okay? So it's kind of a countdown and we're gonna go fast, but I'll put them up on the overhead for you. 23 reasons why we love the Rock. Number 23, if you're away from church, you don't have to miss church. That's a reason to love the Rock. Live streaming, sermon downloads. You don't ever have to miss church. How many of you guys have been blessed because we put the messages online and we live stream? Look at this. So cool. Number 22, you have no excuse to miss church when you're here. With 10 church services a week, you can get into something. Man, we've got the weekend services Saturday morning at 10 a.m., Sunday morning 8, 10 and 12. We got La Roca at 10 a.m. and 12. We've got Sunday night at 6:30. This is unusual at 6:30. Wednesday night at 7. Thursday morning for the ladies, girlfriends at 9:30 a.m. And young adults shift on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. 10 services a week. So man, you can get into at least two or three. Come on, somebody. You have no excuse to miss church when you're here. Number 21, the people are full-time ministers. Each and every one of you guys out there, doesn't matter if you're getting paid by the church, you are a full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whether you're getting involved in volunteering, whether you're helping out, whether you're reaching out on the streets, whether you're in the marketplace, whether you're on your job, you are the full-time minister and you're getting trained and equipped here at The Rock to be that full-time minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Reason number 20 why we love The Rock is Pastor Jim answering questions at the men's breakfast. Am I right, men? I think we've laughed harder at the men's breakfast than we have watching comedy movies and TV and all that other stuff, all that other junk, man. It's a good time. And if you never heard Pastor Jim answer questions to men, you're missing half your life. Reason number 19 that we love The Rock is that young adults connect with God and with others at Shift. Man, the young adults are just connecting every Friday night and having a great time. And that's a reason why we love The Rock. I like this one. Reason number 18 is that you can deal with your issues in your past. You can hit them head on. We have Breaking Free. Listen, I asked Pastor Joel, I said, how many people over the years that you've been doing Breaking Free here at The Rock? He's been here 7 years, been on staff for 5 years. How many people since you guys started doing Breaking Free have got? He says, I've estimated over 5,000 people have gone through Breaking Free since we started. Isn't that awesome? You could deal with your issues. You don't have to be bound by your past. Reason number 17 why we love The Rock is that no matter what your musical preference is, eventually we will do that style in praise and worship. Can I get a witness? Some of you guys say, man, they don't ever do my reggae funk style, man. And then all of a sudden we came out with the album and we were singing, it's gonna be all right, chink, 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 you know? And Marlo up here rapping. T-Bone up here rapping. Man, we have a good time. So eventually we'll do your style. Actually, La Roca today was saying they were going to do ranchero style. I don't even know what ranchero style is. But they said they were looking to do it soon. I thought it was a barbecue sauce or something like that. Reason number 16 why we love The Rock is that our Spanish-speaking community has a Rock Church service en español a La Roca. That's a reason to love The Rock. Reason number 15, very prevalent for tonight, is the F word. Free. Thought I'd get a bigger amen than that, but that's okay. Reason number 14, why we love The Rock is Brian's class. For those of you that don't know what Brian's class is that we have a special needs program here where we take care of people with special needs. And actually, one of the pictures up here, this beautiful little girl right next to his house, my house, is our special needs, Brian's buddies. We have Brian's class for special needs adults. And we have a special place in our heart for our Brian's class. We just love them. We love them. That's a reason to love your house, to love The Rock. Reason number 13 is that our teenagers are being reached and set on fire for Jesus at The Rock Youth. Amen. I like reason number 12, too, is that I get a cookie when I bring a first-time visitor with me to church. That's a reason why we love The Rock. Reason number 11 is that our kids go to spiritual Disneyland every time they go to the children's ministry. Amen. Just by a show of hands, how many of your kids drag you to church? Oh, look at that. Glory to God. Man, those children are being raised up. My kids drag me to church all the time. They love it. Actually, my daughter, when we were at the real Disneyland waiting in line to get on rides, was asking for our phone so she could read the Bible. Praise God. Our kids go to spiritual Disneyland every time they go to children's ministry. Reason number 10 why we love The Rock is that women rock. Yeah. I knew I didn't have to say too much on that one because the ladies are just crazy for Jesus at this house. Girlfriends AM, the Women Rock Conference, Girls Night Out. I mean, ladies, we just love you. Reason number 9 why we love The Rock is church plants in Temecula, Coachella Valley, South Riverside, with more on the way in the future. We're planting churches. You can invite your relatives and friends that live over there to go to that church. And we're looking forward to more in the future. Reason number 8 why we love The Rock is that we can go deeper at The Rock Bible College. How many of you alumni out there? Rock Bible College alumni? Woot, woot. All right. Reason number 7 is that we can reach further with our missions programs. We're in over 140 nations and over 60 major languages, preaching the gospel and reaching people for Jesus each and every day. That's what your church is doing. That's what you're doing in the nations. Reason number 6 is that we can love louder with good works. We love louder. Our FDC, Christmas at the Rock, Thanksgiving meals, the Code Exchange, Rock in the Streets, GED, just to name a few. We don't have time to go over everything this church does with good works. We got pictures of it up on the boards, feeding people and loving people to life, feeding the Inland Empire spiritually and physically. God is doing amazing things here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We can love louder with good works. Reason number 5 is that even though we're a large church, you're family. You don't have to be just another person in the sea of faces. You can get involved in small groups. You can get involved in godly relationships here at the Rock. You can get involved in volunteer involvement, serving. And you know what? When you serve with somebody, oftentimes those people become your best friends because you've shared an experience. You've gone on an adventure with somebody, and now they're your best friends. And you remember the time that you got dirty working for Jesus, or you cooked a million hot dogs on a Sunday night and everybody ate them all up. You remember those things. And those are your best friends in church, your family here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. Reason number 4 is that there is a friend in church who will help me to get strong in the ways of God. And obviously, that's our SPTs, our one-on-one discipleship program. This last year, we had almost 1,000 people go through the SPT program. And so this year, we're looking to do twice that many. And so God is just faithful, and it's just awesome. Reason number 3, this was a big one with my friends that helped me online, is winning souls is a priority at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We give aggressive altar calls. You saw it right before your eyes. Just this weekend of the Miracle Birthday Offering, before we even preached, before we even said anything, 185 people gave their hearts and lives to Jesus. Winning souls is a priority here at the Rock Church. Reason number 2 of the 23 reasons why we love the Rock, and this was another massive one that some of my friends helped me out with, is in-your-face messages from the Word of God. People say, just tell me like it is. Don't put the fluff in there. Don't put it. No, just give me the Word. Give it to me. Listen to what the comments were. Relevant. Real. God's heartbeat. No sugarcoating. It's like medicine that doesn't always taste good, but it helps you get better. And the pastors aren't afraid of offending anyone. Hello. And number 1, I believe you can say this one with me. The number 1 reason why we love the Rock is the vision that the Inland Empire shall be saved. Come on, let's give the Lord a praise. Woo! Hallelujah!